up, everybody? Dylan Malitsky here, set to bring to you the first ever, the inaugural episode of the Wadapalooza podcast. We here in Miami, Florida are extremely excited to bring to you our fifth year of celebrating fitness, community, and life. And again, presented by Reebok and Progenix. We've got an awesome opening episode for you all listening out there. Starting off with a brief overview of the Wadapalooza Challenge. We know many of you have questions. You may have seen it all over the interwebs, all over your social media feeds, whether it's on our account or from your top athletes posting about it. Additionally, we're going to be speaking with co-founder and operator of Wadapalooza, Guido Trinidad. He's going to answer some awesome questions for us. But all right, folks. So what is this podcast exactly? You're probably wondering yourself, why the heck are you listening to it? Well, I've got that information for you right here. And basically, our goal is to do just that, celebrate fitness, community, and life. And we're going to do that by informing you all about the Wadapalooza season, if you will, and keep you entertained with news and stories. Also, as the Wadapalooza Challenge continues on and begins here shortly, we'll keep you posted on leaderboard information as well as important things to note. We'll touch on the Wadapalooza Challenge here in just a moment, but let me give you the big rundown, the big dates. This year, January 15th to the 17th, 2016, in our famous venue, Bayfront Park in downtown Miami, Florida. Now, let's get to the challenge itself. It is more than just a qualifier for a number of reasons. For one, yes, if you are looking for a spot at WASA Miami this year, this would be your first step. However, it is also meant as a community builder. If you are an affiliate owner, if you just want to throw down with some friends, if you want to win some awesome prizes, this is your opportunity to do so. Win great prizes from our sponsors. We've got custom RPM ropes. We've got the Elite Compex wireless machines up for grabs. We've got some awesome Reebok swag and more. Again, that comes your way just by participating in the Wadapalooza Challenge. And if you do well, you can take yourself home some nice stuff. Anyway, back to the qualifier aspect, although it is more than that. Your first step, if you are looking to compete at WASA Miami, is to do the challenge. And how does this work? There are some divisions that qualify, and then there are also some that will earn a spot via the lottery. But you still must do the challenge in order to be entered into the lottery. We'll talk about why the lottery is so important here in a minute, but let's touch on the divisions that can earn themselves a spot by qualification, meaning finishing above the rest of the pack. For one, we've got our elite individuals and RX individuals. They're going to be performing the same workouts to the same standard. Your top 25 men and women will qualify to compete as elite individuals. From 26th through 100th in that division, those individuals will qualify for the RX division. Next, we've got the intermediate scaled division. So they're going to be completing workouts that are a little bit scaled down below the elite and RX individuals. And the top 60 for that will qualify for intermediate. Anyone that did not reach that top 60 mark, that's okay, because you still have an opportunity to earn a spot via the lottery. Everyone else will be entered into the lottery. Other individual divisions that need to qualify, that's masters 40 to 49. Men and women, top 25 for your women, top 35 for your men. And then we have the team challenge happening later on this month at the end of October. We're going to be kicking off a 1.5 week challenge where all the workouts will be released on the same day. And the top 25 teams will earn a spot, and then everyone else will be entered into the RX team division lottery. So now let's talk about the lottery aspect of this year's event. Basically, guys, we wanted to reward the competitors that were committed to competing at WASA Miami. We didn't want to leave it up to pure chance or internet connection, because in years past, you could just go online, go onto our website, click refresh, refresh, refresh. Right when that registration opens, you could lock up a spot. You don't know how many emails we got here at Team WASA of people saying, oh man, I was on there at 8 p.m. on the dot and I still couldn't get myself a spot. I don't know what happened. I think my internet timed out. The website crashed. You know, we heard everything in the books and we wanted to take it out of the internet's hands. And now you have a chance to do it on your own and put it on your own back. So how do you do that? Complete the challenge and you'll be entered into the lottery, at which point at the conclusion, regardless of your finish, you're going to have a chance to get pulled out of a hat randomly, a spot earned to WASA Miami. However, we are rewarding the athlete that performs better in these divisions. What do I mean by that? A good analogy is the NBA lottery. When they're picking the teams that receive their draft choice, usually the team that finished worst in the season gets more balls in that lottery, meaning they have a higher probability. In this case, it is flipped. The athletes that finish higher, they have more hypothetical balls in the lottery to be selected for that division. So, it's all in your hands. No more. There's still a little bit of luck, but in the case of just relying on straight up internet connection, no more. So you have a chance now. Make sure to sign up today, challenge.thewadapalooza.com. Individual happening October 1st, that's the start, and October 29th for your teams. So let's talk a little bit about the timeline. Our first week of individual workouts, I don't know if you caught the S there at the end of workouts, meaning there may be multiple in each week. They're going to be released on Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're then going to have Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and even Monday, even the beginning of Tuesday to complete those workouts, and then you've got to submit your scores by Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're then going to have Wednesday to rest on up. Thursday, we do it all over again for 3 weeks. At the conclusion of the individual challenge, it's going to pave the way for our team challenge, which kicks off October 29th. I spoke about it a little bit earlier, but again, it's about a 10-day window for you guys to complete the number of workouts that we release. A quick point here, a big question we've been receiving, can you team up with people from other parts of the country, other parts of the world? Yes, you may. For the team challenge, you do not have to be in the same location as your teammates in order to be on the same team as them. These workouts are going to be structured in a way that you can perform them individually and either combine your scores. I'll let you guys see, but just know that you can do it with athletes from other boxes, other parts of the country, and more. So, all right, enough behind the logistics of the Wadapalooza Challenge. I think you guys got it at this point. But now we're going to segue into a very important portion of our first opening Wadapalooza podcast here. We've got co-founder and operator of Wadapalooza. That is Mr. Guido Trinidad, one of the men behind the madness. And what's going on, Guido? How you doing, buddy?
Doing fantastic here on a Monday evening.
A late Monday evening at that. And yeah, we're excited to have you, man. And we're going to kick this off. Guido's going to be with us answering a few questions. And question number one, Guido, for those of you that don't know, what exactly is your role with Wadapalooza?
So very fortunate to have a partner in this endeavor and an awesome team as well. But my partner in crime that started with me almost 5 years ago now is Steve Suarez. And the beautiful part about our relationship is that, you know, we divvy things up and there's a little bit of overlap, but really we focus on two different aspects of the event, and we come together and make it happen. So, but my overall underlying role, I guess you could say, is really the visionary and the missionary of this organization. You know, we have a very specific vision and want to make sure that everything that we do stays on track with that. From whether it's some branding material that we're putting out, whether it's an email and the way that it's written, whether it's the workouts, whether it's a specific schedule that we're looking to do or some changes or things that we're trying to add. We want to stay true to our vision and our mission. And, you know, it's tempting to stay off course and say, hey, why don't we bring in an Oli competition, or why don't we bring in, you know, this, that, and the other. And those things are all cool, but we have an identity and we know who we are, and we just want to keep like fine tuning that identity and making it more and more awesome and not deviating from it.
So Guido, I think you said some very important things there. For one, that you started this thing 5 years ago. It is, you know, Wadapalooza's fifth year. It's been an incredible ride thus far, you know, having been in attendance and volunteered at a few of them in the past. But, you know, I really want to know, what exactly is that vision? You know, you touched on that a bunch of times. What is Wadapalooza's mission? What is the vision that you have set forth from the beginning of its inception?
So I've been fortunate to be a competitor in this sport for 7 years now. And when we first started this, I'll be quite honest with you, I never had any intention of running a competition. This was just happened by default. We're actually, I like sharing the story just because it's cool, but we were at a park and my partner Steve basically took me out there and said, hey, the manager of the park wants to know if you want to run a CrossFit class out here. Went out there and we started looking at it and we're like, man, this is cool, but it would be tough logistically. And he then said, well, you know, do you think you guys can run like a CrossFit event? And I was like, I just looked around me, and if you've never been to Bayfront Park, and this was right as the sun is setting and lights are starting to pop, it was hard to say no.
Amazing.
So being that I had experience in the competitive industry and, excuse me, in the competitive world, had some good contacts, being that I've, you know, owned a box for a few years already and you know, fairly well known in Miami and in South Florida, I felt like, you know, I was you know, we had what it take what it takes to basically run a competition. So initially it was just like, yeah, let's run a competition and let's use this awesome venue and the knowledge that I have and in competitions and knowing what basically the athlete wants and see what we can come up with. And we did it. We made a ton of mistakes, but we obviously, I guess, did something good because we went from 150 competitors to 500 the next year. And basically, to answer your question, Dylan, is what is that vision? What is that mission exactly? Is initially, it was just, let's run an awesome competition that people are going to have fun with. And it's become year in and year out a little bit more and more and more specific to the point where I can tell you, you know, just as well as I can tell you, you know, what my name is. And that our goal, and it sounds very simple, but everything that we do has to celebrate everything that CrossFit has done for us. Yes, I said the word CrossFit. Okay, so we're celebrating fitness, but we're all part of the CrossFit community, and CrossFit has changed my life and thousands of others across the world, and we just want to celebrate it. And how are we going to celebrate it? We're going to use competition, because that's basically what we know how to do best. And it doesn't have to be a competition against others, which ideally it is, but it's a competition against ourselves. Mm-hmm. And we wanted basically to do that, and everything that we do to embody that celebratory type vibe, that feeling, like, okay, so yeah, it's one thing to say it, but it's another thing to like do it and live it. So instead of just putting that on our banners and our posters and our flyers, okay, what other things can we do to make it feel like a celebration and less stuffy, right? Like, yeah, we're gonna have the biggest names in CrossFit, and we're gonna have guys who have never done a CrossFit competition in their lives. We want it to feel like a vacation, serious and well run in that regards, and professional, but laid back and fun at the same time. It's a tough combination, but we're gonna do that. And then last but not least is really, we firmly believe, and I believe it's just like my own philosophy, is that in life, you know, all you really have at the end of the day that you can leave with, obviously you can't leave with any of your money or anything like that, but you can leave with memories and the relationships that you've built. So if Wadapalooza and the relationships and the memories that you have can be one of those things that you look back on your life and say, that was one of the best experiences that I've ever had. We did our job. And that's our goal at the end of the day, is for every single year for you to look forward to and look back on and say, that was amazing.
And you couldn't have said it better, Guido. You know, you spelled it out perfectly. I've echoed it quite a number of times already in the beginning of this podcast, celebrate fitness, community, and life. And I'll tell you, just myself, I've got plenty of amazing memories from the previous 4 years, and I'm looking forward to making more here in year number 5. But just one more question to close this thing out. And I think, you know, we want to give some insight to our listeners, insight to our listeners here about what to expect in 2016. Can you give us any kind of teaser? Can you know, anything you specifically want to tell the listeners about what to expect in 2016? Close this thing out with a bang, Guido.
I love it when people ask me that, because, you know, I'm not going to say anything. What's the water workout? It's not called Waterpalooza. It's called Wadapalooza. But yes, we are going to use our venue to its to the best of its ability, and it does have water, so there may be some water involved. That's always fun for those of you guys who like to or not like don't like to swim.
Give us more.
Give you more. There will be some functional movements performed at high intensities. Oh, man. it's gonna be a great time, guys. Really do expect for it to be better. People are saying it's gonna be bigger and better, and we're not so much concerned with it being bigger. We just want it to be better. Overall, the experience for everyone involved, from a spectator's point of view, sponsor, volunteer, and athlete. We want you guys to have a blast.
Cool, man. Well, Guido, thank you very much for joining us, man. I look forward to that 2016 event. And so that'll do it for myself and Guido. This will wrap up podcast number 1, the Wadapalooza podcast. Make sure to follow us on your social media feeds, the Wadapalooza Fitness Festival on Facebook, at the Wadapalooza on Instagram, and at the Wadapalooza on Twitter. All right, folks, be on the lookout. The challenge, just one day away. You better get on it. Sign up right now, challenge.thewadapalooza.com. This is Dylan signing out. Yeah.